Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As I try to find myself, I try to find some confidence today. You guys are supposed to help me out. Tyler did. I mean, Tyler had the best pump-ups, you know, call of anyone today. He was on point. He even threw a beat LA in there, which I wasn't ready for.
Yeah, that was.
Thought it was EAGLES.
We've gotten multiple phone calls that they are. Their spirits have been lifted.
Tyler really helped me. Yeah, that was any, you know, he threw in a forecast before that. That was the most well-rounded call we got all day. Let's see if anyone could be on Tyler's level. 215-592-9494. For coming up, guess the takes. Well, guess a take you're going to hear next week after a huge NFL weekend. Let's go to Black Gritty. I think he's going to help me out here. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, I'm not going out to him. I'm not OG Wade. I'm not real either. I mean, I only got a 44-point system. I'm going to try my best. That call was delectable. And Hugh, you stepped on that thing. He was ready to rock and roll. You stepped on it.
Yeah, and I stepped on it, dog, because I was confused. I was confused.
My boy's cooking with Crisco. But so I'm here for you today, Joe. I mean, because he's actually doing his business. He's holding it down. So we're going to play a game, Joe.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a scenario. You're going to tell me yes or no if you're worried about it, right?
All right, I'm ready.
So are you worried about Kellen Moore interviewing?
Nah, a little bit. Not much.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that at all. Here's the thing. The game plan is the same for all three teams. He says, I'm going to do a great job. Okay? He says, copy and rinse and repeat. They're all trash organizations. It's not that hard to do. Secondly, I can give you the game plan. Run Saquon right, run him left, run him up the middle, maybe pass it to him 3 or 4 times, and get it to A.J. Brown. So the game plan has already been set. I can guarantee you that that's going on. Are you worried about the narrative for the Rams?
Oh, like they're the team of destiny now because of the tragedies out there.
Yeah, the LA situation.
Yeah, that's got my attention a little bit. They got a little magic stuff to them now.
Well, I don't know any better about the Philadelphia fan base. Morgan Freeman's not coming in here, so you don't have to worry about the narrative.
Okay.
I feel bad for him, and I fully understand what's going on over there. But the narrative is different when you have to actually come here to Philadelphia. And the narrative lately when we play the Rams year after year since Carson Wentz has been, the Rams lose, okay? Are you worried about the quarterback and the coach situation with the Rams and them being more superior than Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts?
Yes, yes. Of all the things you said, that's the one that's got my attention the most.
So I hear things like, they won a Super Bowl together, and they did this, and they did that. Well, they also had the narrative of getting their butt kicked by Dan Campbell and the kneecap biter and Jared Goff, the cast-off, only scored 3 points in this Super Bowl game. So, I mean, I know that they're great and they won a Super Bowl, but just last season in the postseason, they went out there and they lost to the kneecap biter. And they're going to come out here and lose to Nick Sirianni, which is synonymous with the kneecap biter. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay?
All right.
Now, are you worried about the defense? You know, the Kobe Dean has gone down, and there's a little bit of worry about that. Are you worried about the defense?
Tiny bit, but not as much as the other stuff, but a little bit. Yeah, no Nakobe, McVay against a backup linebacker, a little bit.
We got a Pro Bowl linebacker, Zach Vaughn's out there, and I can give you a little tidbit of what's going to go down, okay? Carter's going to open up the center of the earth, Axeman Jr. is going to come through and make one of the most delectable tackles you've ever seen in your life. He's going to put that axe into the ground, and the whole entire stadium is going to melt. I don't care how much snow there is. I don't care what's coming down. The flames from Philadelphia fans will melt everything on the planet when that happens. Book it. Schedule it. It's going to happen. And then the last thing, it's not something for you to worry about, but it's just something for you to happen. Let's go out there and go get Shady McCoy's cleats from the Hall of Fame and strap them things on to Saquon Barkley. Can we go get them? I don't know what he had in them cleats. I don't care what kind of cleats they were, but that's the cleats we need to put on Saquon Barkley's feet for this weather. I'm not worried about anything, okay? Last question. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So what's Jalen Hurts' job?
To win football games.
And that's what he does in the super-duper hot climate. See, I'm telling you, worried about nothing. Rain, hail, sleet, or snow, the Eagles are ready to go. I think that's something that Taylor said. Again, O.G. Wade with the 48-point system has already told you and confirmed what's going down. Hugh!
Yes.
I appreciate you, brother. Eastbound and down, and we continue to get on that buzzer. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Black Gritty. All right, how about that? He brought questions, and he gave his own answers to the questions.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that reminded me of Sirianni when he asked himself his own questions in his press conferences, and then he answers them.
You know, Elliot did that, too.
I know. I did.
It's a little different. It's one of them days where stuff like that happens.
You started it, dude.
What I do?
Well, you know what you did. Start the show.
What?
The convention.
The furries?
Don't what us?
The furry convention?
Yeah,
shout out to all the people that have asked to come with me to the furry. Nah. I'm not going to a furry convention with a bunch of people that are not dressed up as furries. I'm going to go and sit in the lobby because I just want to be a fly on the wall. Oh, I'm not participating in the furry convention. I just want to go. That's all I want to do. Not going to be a participant. Mm. But I want to see, because I'm just intrigued about somebody or people that are, you know, going to this convention that are dressed up in animal costumes.
I'm not intrigued at all.
You're not intrigued. We let him back here.
You're not intrigued by that.
No, I am intrigued by your participation. That's the intriguing part. Now.
No, because I just want to go and sit, take pictures with people in furry costumes, and then take my butt home. Mm-hmm. I'm not participating. People say, "Hey, man, I want to go with you."
It's a tourist attraction, Hugh.
It's at a public place, so they can't stop me from going. Well. Now, I'm pretty sure. There are some velvet rope events.
Yeah, you
got
to stay.
No, I'm not going to those.
A ticket or an invitation or something.
I'm not going to those.
There's nothing funny about you being a fly on the wall. Usually a fly on the wall is like you don't notice them. You're a big dude.
Yeah, I've been.
And if you're not dressed up, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
That's the other thing.
But I'm not going to be the only one there. It's a whole convention. And I was told that Philadelphia held one of the largest furry conventions in the country at one point. I can't remember what. I don't remember what year it was, but they say, yeah, Philadelphia gets down with the furries.
And here come the phone calls.
215-592. Yeah, just saying. 94-94. All right, let's go to Rich in Northeast Philly. What's up, Rich?
Oh, man, this is just golden radio. Good morning, Greenbeard. Or good afternoon, Greenbeard. How are you?
How you doing?
What's up, Rich?
Hey, you know, man, I'm telling you, confident is not a strong enough word to emphasize my feeling. I love the retro living in the history. I can go all the way back and remember John Runyon throwing guys, shoving guys downfield, rushing the line. I remember that horrible game, the silence of Veterans Stadium where 70,000 people are shuffling out and no one's making a sound because everyone was shocked and stunned. The retread, if we do a retread, okay? Just think about this. Last season, they were talking about how we weren't, you know, we didn't, or the year we went to the Super Bowl, we didn't play tough teams, or we didn't play teams that were so tough to make us the number one seed. So now we got a retry. Retry meaning that we already beat the Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then brought them back here and beat them again at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did the same thing. We did the same thing to the, we're going to do the same exact thing to the Rams, and then the Commodores are going to beat the Lions. They're going to have to come here, and it's going to be a retread of that. Then we're going to retread Kansas City, and we're going to have W's, and we're going to be celebrating with Greenbeard down Broad Street this year.
So we're going to, it's like the rematch run all the way, and we're going to have a parade down Broad Street. That's what we're doing here?
Think about it.
I like it.
Think about it. Look out, things are laid out. And again, look at this team, man. Give me another defensive team that held another playoff team to 10 points. And we're talking about, oh, they weren't as good as they could. They didn't play as good as they did. They weren't as strong as. And I know, again, we can go back to the NFC Championship game where we beat the Vikings and they only scored one touchdown. Yes, yes, yes. But this D, man, this D right here, and Vic Fangio, this is something that no one has seen before. No one has ever seen before.
It's a great defense. And it's one we weren't expecting. Rich, we appreciate the phone call. We weren't expecting the defense to be this good. And they're now the lead force in this thing. And if they do it again on Sunday, if they hold the Rams down to 10 points, yeah, then we're heading to the NFC title game. All right. Rich mentioned the Commanders there. I think that, or the Commodores, as some would call them. I think it leads us to what we do every Friday. Let's play a little game we like to call Guess the Takes.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Yes. Guess the Takes, brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe in Philly tonight at 6 for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise. All right, Guess the Takes. Hugh Douglas, you've been hitting that one all week. What's the take? Everyone's going to be hearing on Monday.
Jayden Daniels is going to be the early MVP favorite for next year because he's going to go into Detroit and he's going to beat the Detroit line.
Wow.
So this is actually a tough one for me because 2 years ago I became the Lions guy around here. I said they're going to be good. And everyone's like, ah, shut up, Joe. The Lions are always bad.
As always.
And then this year in the summer, I tried to say the Commanders are going to be good. And everyone said, shut up, Joe. The Commanders are always bad. Now they play each other. Hugh, I don't think the Commanders are going to win, but man, Hugh, Jayden Daniels does make it interesting. Because that,
X factor.
I think he's the best rookie I've seen in any sport ever.
Man, when I tell you, when I'm talking to this Commodores fan, after I was being disrespectful and calling them the Commodores, and when he lit up when I started talking about their young quarterback and everything, there are so many Commodores fans out there that have bought so much merch. They feel a sense of pride right now because he gave them in one season what they haven't felt in about 30 years.
And he plays with ice in his veins.
Yes, he does.
Fourth downs.
Yes, he does.
They've converted like 80% of their fourth downs. It's bananas. So
I think they score a touchdown on every drive they convert a fourth down on, too.
It's nuts. That was an impressive win last week. I give them a shot. I do think Detroit's going to win, but Hugh's picking the Commanders. Jayden Daniels, early MVP favorite next year, according to Hugh's Guess the Take. Well, Hugh's not the only one on the Commodores this week. Who else is picking them? Let's hear this.
You have picked an upset of Jayden Daniels and the Washington Commanders over the number one seeded in the NFC, Detroit Lions. What is it about Jayden Daniels and what he's been able to do there that makes you confident that that can happen?
In every moment, it just seems like he's never phased. When I see that, it's just like, I can't go against a guy like that. We only seen two guys in that league that's not phased like that when it matters the most, and that's Patrick Mahomes and that's Tom Brady. So when I see this guy that's just not phased, and at every moment he just seems to shine the brightest, and he just puts those drives together to win those games, I just can't bet against a guy like that. So I can only imagine how ready he's going to be.
So you're with the Micah Parsons on this one. Pass rushers stick together.
I guess I am. I'm here, and I'm in mixed company.
I'll throw you a life raft, too. I don't think you guys are crazy. I don't know if they upset the Lions. I wouldn't be shocked if it happened, but I see a world where that game is
close
down to the wire.
So he also parses stuck in another little thing in there. He put him up with Mahomes and Brady already in terms of poise. That's a lot. All right. That's Hugh's Guess the Take. Mine for divisional round weekend is quietly, while everyone's been paying attention to the MVP race and the Bills and the Ravens game on Sunday, the Chiefs have just gotten better over the last month and a half. They are coming off 24 days of rest with their starters. They were playing better before. They've gotten healthier. Their best corner's coming back, or second best corner. They've gotten Hollywood Brown back. The Chiefs are better now than they were 2 months ago when everyone was like, they're not that good. I think they're going to blow the doors off the Texans. Like, when they win the game by 17 points, everyone remembers, the Chiefs are really good, and they have home field by Monday. That's my guess to take. Kyle, what do you got?
The whole idea that Lamar Jackson is not a playoff QB, we're done with that after this week.
He's going to outplay
Josh?
He's going
to go into Buffalo, and he's going to beat Josh Allen. And this whole idea that he is just a regular season quarterback, it's over with. Done.
I've gone back and forth in this game, and so is the line. The Bills opened as the favorite. Now the Ravens are the favorite. Hugh, your gut feeling, Ravens-Bills, the hardest one to call.
I'm picking the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens.
Me too.
I think because like, there's a lot, like, that has happened this week with that whole matchup, and some Bills fans have been real disrespectful. I think the Ravens are going to come in there and beat the brakes off the Bills.
Ooh, wow. Well, that would set up
been real disrespectful.
Either way, it's a fun title game next week because it'd be the Chiefs against whoever wins that game. But Ravens are now the favorite.
Was it last year that the Bengals went into Buffalo in the snow two years ago?
Last year they lost at home to the Chiefs in the second round. They lost at home 2 years in a row in this spot.
Mm-hmm. And they got handled.
Tell you what, if the Bills lose in the second round at home again, McDermott might be out.
It's Allen that's not the playoff QB. I wonder, he had that game against Patrick Mahomes, but, I mean, if he's getting outplayed at home again by the other quarterbacks.
I also wonder if they change coaches. I mean, how many times can you do the same thing? This would be the third straight year at home in the second round out.
He had him close, yeah.
But he can't get to the Super Bowl, at least not yet, McDermott and Allen. All right, that's going to be a great one on Sunday. That's the last one. So that's the game right after our game. Let's go to, we got Gary in New Jersey. What's up, Gary?
Quite a few things. First of all, I'd like to say, stop being worried about the Rams. What did you think of the Rams when we were playing them in the regular season, that we might lose?
I did, kind of, yeah.
This is what I want to tell you, and I believe they should run the ball. It saves the defense. To me, it makes the defense play better. That's the only thing that's wrong with the defense. Last year, they wouldn't run the ball. They refused to run the ball. The other thing, open up the game on Sunday with a deep pass to A.J. Brown and go from there. They are not, no way, no how, going to lose this game. I would not be surprised if they blew them out.
Oh, my goodness.
That makes you nervous.
That makes me nervous, Gary, that you're that confident.
Why should that make you nervous?
Have you seen how much better they've played since we beat them up? They've been really good since then.
This is what I did. I looked at that playoff game that they played against Minnesota.
When they had nine sacks.
Minnesota should be ashamed of themselves. They thought that Sam Darnold was going to take them somewhere. You saw when they played Detroit that he wasn't going to take them nowhere. And you know that the Rams, all they did was feasted on nothing. That's what they did. They feasted on nothing.
And what's our passing game right now?
I tell you what the passing game is right now.
Themselves. I saw that a little bit.
I tell you what the passing game is right now. When they played Kansas City in the championship game 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts had 350 yards.
Two years ago.
When the people complained about Jalen this year, he showed them against Pittsburgh.
Stop it.
What happened last week?
Huh?
Last week.
He didn't have to throw the ball last week, did he?
They didn't complete a pass for two quarters. They tried.
He didn't have to throw the ball.
This is my favorite thing. Gary, we appreciate it. We don't have to throw the ball.
No, you heard him yesterday. Everything that he does is for the sake of winning. Like not completing a pass for two quarters.
We can't comprehend this.
That was by design.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They better change that design if they're trying to win a Super Bowl here.
That was by design.
All right, let's talk to, we got Bill in Exton who's up here. He has some stats for us. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I heard you earlier talking about Kingsbury. He's actually being paid by the Cardinals as head coaching money right now, so he's not in no hurry to leave the offensive coordinator position.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do have a stat. I was looking back through the divisional rounds. I went back to 2002. The betting underdog since 2002, at least one of the games has covered. That sounds easy, right? So now, of those 21 years, 17 times an underdog has won outright. So I'm looking at the games this week, and I'm a Commander fan. The Bills and the Ravens are a pick 'em, so that's out. I agree with you, Joe, that the Texans are kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the underdog coming out of the Commanders, Lions, and Eagles, and Rams? So what I'm asking the Eagles fans to do is root for the Commanders, because if they win, then there's less of an 80% chance that the Rams will beat the Eagles.
That's an interesting stat. Bill, we appreciate the phone call. So he went back 20 years, and this weekend, you know, division round weekend, every time, we're 17 out of the 21 years, one of the underdogs has just won outright. So we got four. And he took away Bill's Ravens because it's like a pick 'em, right? It's a toss up. No one's really favored.
So the underdog is the.
So we got three underdogs: Texans, Commanders, Rams. And his perspective is based on history. Someone's just going to win their game outright. You think it's the Commanders?
I think it's Commanders. Who you think it's going to be?
Well, I don't think it's the Texans.
Yeah, because I was thinking that's the other one, and I damn sure don't think it's about to be the Rams. So there's only two.
Now I'm more nervous. I mean,
why?
Well, okay, let's just play it out.
Out of the three games.
The Texans have the least chance. We agree on that?
That's what I was about to say. Out of the three games who do you think is more likely to win out of the three? Well, out of the three dogs?
The Rams. Well, we exclude,
out of the three dogs,
Are we excluding the Bills, Ravens?
Yes.
Because that's even.
Yeah.
The Rams are the most likely to win.
Seriously?
They're the smallest underdog.
I hear what you're saying. You're being logical. You're being a better. I look at it.
Well, that's
why I brought up the
line earlier.
I think the Commodores are because of the quarterback.
All right, this is interesting. So, Kyle, I know you're on the phone. Our last caller brought up the last 20 years.
I knew his whole deal.
Yeah, 17 out of 21 years.
Younger.
Okay. So let's just play it out, though. If we eliminate the Bills, Ravens, because that's a toss-up
yes.
game, one of the three dogs wins outright.
Not necessarily.
No. I'm saying if one of the three underdogs, and they're all pretty big underdogs, win outright, I'd say the least likely is Houston to go into Kansas City and win.
Sure.
So that leaves the two NFC. It's either the Commanders or the Rams.
Yeah, well, you know where I come down on that. If you tell me that only one of them has to, it's the Commanders.
They're the bigger underdog.
Yeah, that's why. Because I'm like, because when I
Bill
think
did
of,
not make me feel better.
When I think of us, we got too
fan.
Much
that was
firepower.
That was his plan. Right.
I know. He did succeeded.
Got too much firepower. Got too many people.
Who's got firepower?
Got too much personnel. We do. We got the firepower.
Quarterback's got to get the ball.
Firepower. We got firepower. We got it. We just ain't, you know, we save them. What they say, keep your powder dry.
That didn't work out last time, yeah. Hugh. Don't do that.
Wait a minute. That didn't make me feel better.
What are you doing?
No, but I'm just saying it was a good analogy, but I get it. No, we can't do that.
All right, let's go to Peter in media. What's up, Peter?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, Peter.
Listen, let me just preface everything by saying I do believe the Eagles will win, and I'm hoping there's two X factors that come to play, I hope. But I was listening to some of the Rams radio and the Rams sports talk. They're ready for this game. They treated that when they went into New York and played the Jets on December 22nd, and that was a 1 o'clock game. So, flying coast to coast playing 1 o'clock was supposed to be working against them. Cold weather was supposed to be working against them. I know it's the Jets, but they still won that game 19-9. The defense showed up to play. Their offense wasn't great, but their defense came. That defense is young and hungry, full of a bunch of, I guess, what you would call young Thundercats on that defense. These cats are hungry, and you got to believe that McVay had them using that game as prep for the playoffs if they had to come to Philadelphia in the cold weather and play. This team is no joke. So, as long as Sirianni's there, I'll never be fully confident in an Eagles win. But here's the two X factors I'd like to throw out that I think can help. One, what they didn't have at MetLife, which I know we'll have here, is the crowd. And if our fans can make it absolutely haywire for the Rams offense to try and call their plays and run their plays, I think that'll help. And I would hope, kind of like Hugh, you've been saying, I believe in our offensive line and I believe in our run game. And I would hope they have a little trickeration in their bag where they either have a fullback or a three tight end set and somebody in there to seek and destroy linebackers and just make life miserable and beat them down. Because our best hope to win, to me, is the offensive line.
Peter, yeah. I mean, that's the strength of the team right there in the defense. Peter, good phone call. Hugh, we'll see if there's any trickery. I mean, they tried it last week, and they just didn't connect on the fake tush push where Jalen threw it down the field to AJ. I mean, I don't mind once a game doing something, you know.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. Something that's outside the box. Yeah, because it's unexpected. So I get that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
My dad used to say, hey, when the snow flies, man, the most physical team wins. Philly, slam dunk.
A kiss of death from Rex Ryan, who last week, Hugh Douglas, said the Los Angeles Chargers, had a bye week to get to the second round before they played the Texans. What happened to the Chargers in that game?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
They got Justin Herbert.
Yeah, they got dragged. And now we have Rex Ryan all but calling this one over. So it was a good run.
Well, this one favors the narrative more than the other one. And speaking of the narrative, shout out to all the Eagle fans, you know, that started the GoFundMe. I was surprised that Eagle fans.
We had a caller
spearheaded
today
this. Yes.
Who suggested a GoFundMe. I think her suggestion was at the stadium, but wherever it is, that's great that we're that everyone.
He's got egg on his face today.
Mm. No, and you know what? I am not mad about it because I just didn't see it happening. I didn't think with the game being as high stakes as it is that would be the case, but the Eagle fans started. So, hey, it's good to be proven wrong in certain situations, man. And this is one of them. That's shout out to all the fans that started that and the people that donated to it. I don't have the actual GoFundMe information, but I'm pretty sure if you want it, you can find it out there.
Yeah, I could try to find it. We could give it out before the end of the show. But thanks, Rex, for doing that because that feels to me.
Oh. Yep. No, he's right though, because the one thing that you do know, in situations like this. Warm weather finesse teams, they don't like being on a cold weather, Joe.
I agree with you. I don't view the Rams with McVay as finesse. Like they like to throw more, but there is always a toughness to their team. I never felt the Rams are finesse.
I don't know, man. They don't feel that. Like when I think of finesse teams, I think of Sean McVay and his Rams team because they like to throw the ball. They don't want to get.
He also runs it,
but they have Puka, who's very scrappy as a wide receiver.
No, he is.
Physical, he's not your flashy.
He is.
And Stafford, who's probably one of the tougher QBs in the league.
I don't get finesse from them. They may get pushed around. Like we just may be the bigger bully. I don't know about finesse.
I think they scream finesse to me. Not like the Kansas City Chiefs. They scream bully. Baltimore, bully. Buffalo, bully.
I don't think there are any
who do you think is a finesse team in this playoff?
Left.
The Lions offense, I think, maybe.
I haven't seen too many Houston Texans.
Yeah, but they're not like
bruisers. I would probably say Houston.
It's more like Gibbs breaks out like a 70-yard run.
But they have Montgomery back this week.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Commanders don't play finesse. I mean, they're running at you.
No, I would say, I said Houston. Yeah.
Houston might be the most finesse team on offensively.
Yeah, a little finesse.
Well, I mean, I think that's the way the league works, right? Like, as you always said, this, as you get deeper into the season, finesse teams get pushed around.
Some teams, man, like, you know, when you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you talk about, like, Pacheco back there, like, he screams angry. He screams the way he runs.
He runs like he's literally on fire.
He runs crazy. He's a crazy runner.
Yeah, he is. All right, 215-592-949. For this segment, brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com. Click the Eagles logo. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then we'll hit you in a few minutes with our same game parlay for Eagles Rams. Barry is in West Philly. Hey, Barry.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Barry,
what's going on,
what's
man?
Up, buddy?
Look, man, I'm tired of everybody calling in here talking about the Rams being Ram tough. Yeah, the Rams are hard-headed. And you know what a hard head gets you, right, you?
Soft ass.
There you go. So everybody, Joe,
sit you never heard that before?
Behinds down somewhere. And look, man, yo, Kyle, kill the music, baby.
Oh, damn, nigga. Kill the music. I love fries.
And the field is ready. Midnight green and white is in the house. And the Lynx about to rock steady. Players are in the building. Don't worry about Jalen being a pocket passer. We told you once before, hungry dogs run faster. You see, it's our time now, and we're taking no losses. Yeah, we talking game green, baby. We don't tell Philly bosses. Rain or sleep, snow or shine, it really doesn't matter because that pick is mine. So when you step into our city, don't expect any brotherly love. We're going to send you behind back, and we'll do so with a brotherly shove. Now when the game is all over, yeah, we can sing Kumbaya, but we will forever live rent-free in your mind. Why? Eagles. Why?
It's a good one, Barry.
They gave me Don Cornelius vibes. A little bit of Don Cornelius.
Give us an Eagles chant, Barry.
Hey, look, everybody, on a one,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
move.
I didn't want to mess it up. So I
like last time with the beat LA. Barry, good job, buddy.
I blew the last night.
I also stayed out of that.
Yeah, to be fair.
You know what I mean?
Because
I
wasn't expecting to beat LA last time.
I was not.
Barry's got a good radio voice.
Yes, he does.
That he had me paying attention to what he was saying.
You know, he sounded like he could have narrated one of those Eagles hype videos that they put out.
Yes.
Like with he had the poeticism, if that's a word.
I think the new one is
now.
Hit the internet.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's a good word. Good word.
Thank you.
What, poeticism?
Yeah.
I mean, every day from 10 to 2.
From the best wordsmith I know.
You get smarter.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a good word. It reminded me of the Don Cornelius. It reminded me of some Soul Train stuff.
I was captivated. I was
a fan of that, Barry Cole.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Judge in Ardmore. What's up, Judge?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Judge.
I'm calling because I just want to, you know, share my confidence in Jalen. First, Joe, I mean, like, I just think you're completely off base today.
I hope
like, honestly,
I am.
Matt Stafford is nothing special. I can tell you over his last four games. Just let me read these off real quick. Last four games.
You got
like how people
Minnesota
come with stats.
Game,
that's
they won. They beat a team that's completely – they're off their rocker after they got destroyed a week earlier. That team was nothing, right? The game before that, they played Arizona, trash team, beat them by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that, the Jets, trash team. They haven't scored more than 20 points in 4 weeks with the exception of the Minnesota game that had a defensive touchdown. And besides that, Matt Stafford had 160 yards, zero touchdowns 4 weeks ago, 110 yards and one touchdown 3 weeks ago, 189 yards and zero touchdowns 2 weeks ago. His best game was a 209-yard game in the last 5 weeks. He's nothing special. He's better than nobody. Jalen, I would take him over him any day of the week, with Jalen's subpar. And that's not even mentioning Jalen's running ability, his decision-making on third down, extending plays, things that he can do Stafford can't do.
Can I give you some numbers now? Matthew Stafford in the playoffs with the Rams, which includes last week, not just back 2 years ago or 3 years ago, in the playoffs with the Rams. He is 5-1, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks, 111.1 passer rating, 70% completion, 294 yards a game. He's one of the greatest playoff quarterbacks ever.
Four of those wins came in one season.
He also won last week. Last year, they went to Detroit and gave them all they could handle. I mean, they almost won that game in Detroit.
Matt Stafford from 2021 is not Matt Stafford from 2025.
Guess what? Jalen Hurts from 2022 isn't the Jalen Hurts now. Like, we do this.
Right, but Matt Stafford this year, he had 3,700 yards. The year from 2022, Jalen Hurts had 3,700 yards. Like, he's no better. He's no better than Jalen Hurts was ever. You know, like, and it doesn't throw in Jalen's running ability.
You're telling me
I'm sorry. I'm not saying Matt Stafford's not. His overall career is definitely better than Jalen Hurts. That's not what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Sunday at 6 o'clock. Forget all the rest of the past. Sunday at 6 o'clock. The game is 17-17. Which quarterback you trust in the fourth quarter?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, God.
Jalen Hurts has not let us down. The only reason we haven't scored more points is because we're in victory formation most of the time. We got guys sliding at the end of games. It's happened maybe 3-4 times this year. We've had even more points where he'd put up even bigger numbers. He missed games. Everything, his passer rating's better, his turnovers are better. Jalen Hurts is a great game manager. He does everything he needs to do to win. The guy just has the gene in him. I want him shooting the last shot in beer pong. He's my guy.
Well, I do like the confidence in the quarterback. I mean, I needed to hear this today because everyone else that called in was telling me about the running game and the defense.
The Rams defense, they're holding garbage teams to low scores. I mean, literally, the Cardinals, like, come on. They let them score 9 points. Oh, awesome. They let the Jets score 9 points. Awesome. They let the Niners depleted
they
team
They just
score
held.
Six.
They just sacked the Vikings 9 times on Monday.
Right, but so and how many sacks did the Eagles have? I mean, geez, like, their offense cannot compete with our offense, and our defense is head and shoulders above theirs in every single way.
Well, then the way you frame it should be a blowout.
Yeah, look for it. I'll call you back.
All right, love it, Judge. Appreciate it. I like that he came to Jalen's defense. I needed someone to do that today.
I honestly didn't think he needed to be defended, but that was cool.
Well, no, but like, it's very weird to go into a game when no one mentions the quarterback when everyone's this confident. Usually that's part of the equation. And then that finally Judge brought it. Now, I don't know about the Stafford Hurt stuff, but that's okay. I mean, he brought it. I like that phone call.
I think Jalen's is, to me, is a given. in my humble opinion. And I know people are like, what the hell you mean? He was giving, he played like garbage last week. He played well enough to win last week. And yeah, that's what I expect this week.
He does have a knack for making plays when it matters.
Yeah. Before things spiral, he tends to get it back on track. Like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got, I mean, the two Devontae passes and then the check to get Dallas.
Yeah, I'd have to give him that.
Yeah, I do too. What are you feeling more about the matchup versus the Rams? Confident, nervous. 73% sitting on confident today, 27% nervous. 65% lying to themselves would hurt Sirianni over Stafford McVay. 65-35 on hurt Sirianni. This Elliot is infecting people with that stuff there.
He said
let's talk to Dave in Bethlehem. What's up, Dave?
Crazy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, so my concern is Kellen Moore actually hurting the team with his play calling, because I was looking back at the 2022 Cowboys statistics. Dak Prescott led the league with interceptions in the NFL after 12 games with 15 interceptions. And looking back at the game against Washington in the third quarter with 4:44 left, first and 10 in Washington 13-yard line, he calls a pass play, gets sacked on third down, and fell for a field goal. How on earth, with the Eagles' offensive line and Saquon having a fantastic season, why couldn't the Eagles, you know, get a first down and run the clock? And then in the fourth quarter, on the last play of the drive before, you know, if they get a field goal, third and five, you know, a lot of people blame, you know, Smith for not catching the ball. However, they're trying to run the clock out. Washington has one timeout left, and he calls a pass play. Again, you have Gainwell, offensive line, you can run the ball.
But wasn't that like a four? But that, I agree with him, the first one. Wasn't the second one like they had 5 yards to go? It wasn't like a 2 or 3 yard for the first down, right? That the pass to Devontae?
That's right. Yeah, it's third and five. But the thing is, we got to run the clock, right? And so if you run the ball, you force Washington to burn a timeout.
You do.
And
but you likely give the ball back, which is ultimately what happened anyway because they dropped it. Yeah, I get it.
And the reason why is because, remember, Washington could, when they had the ball back, they moved the ball, because you had to worry about the run. And they remember the last play, they called the timeout because they had the timeout left. Had they not, the clock would have ran out. They would have forced the pass more. And then obviously, you know, Hugh said, just like, hey, you know, they can't run. What happens then?
So you're not a Moore guy. I mean, obviously you could feel it. I mean, that's.
It's like, because, you know, my concern is that, Sirianni's, you know, fundamentals is more like what? Analytics passing. And again, we have a great running team, great offensive line.
Yep.
My concern is more of the offense play calling sabotaging the team. You know, and
well,
the Rams,
I think that's so. If the Eagles, if things go wrong Sunday, Dave, we appreciate it. I don't think the defense is going to suddenly get torched. I think it's a closer game and the offense doesn't put enough on the board. You all right, Hugh?
Well, I'm all right. Yeah. There's a lot of talking.
You didn't take notes on that one?
I checked out a while ago. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
It was on the air for like 2 minutes. What's your problem?
that was not two minutes.
Are you running out of steam at 20 out of the show?
That was not two minutes.
It was not a very comparatively long phone call to anybody else.
That was pretty long.
I can see the number right here.
I'm just saying. How long was it?
Hugh's internal clock is a little different than 1 o'clock hour versus 10. I noticed this.
I'm just like, he long talking. Then he started talking about the game against the Commodores.
Well, he's citing examples. He brought his notes.
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry. I checked out though. I stopped paying attention.
That's all right. At least, well, as long as one of us is, we can pull the show off. Mike in Newark, what's up, Mike? Mike, you there, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike? Man? What's up?
Hey, just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
If Saquon Barkley goes out in the first quarter, what are they going to do?
Well, we're in trouble.
What do you mean? It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. If you don't have a quarterback.
What are you talking about? We got a quarterback, but I feel better with Saquon's out there.
Yeah, well, I don't feel comfortable with the situation if something goes wrong with him.
We don't feel comfortable with a whole lot of stuff that's happening, but guess what? We won. And we've put together all these hypothetical situations, and we all thought about we just ain't put it together the one you just put together.
I get the overall point he's trying to make, but also, like, it's a weird way to arrive there when you say, what happens if you take away the best player on your team? Yes, we will have less of a chance to win. I mean, the same could be said if what happens if Matt Stafford goes down in the first quarter? Then what?
Okay, and same thing the other way.
And Jimmy G's coming in if that happens.
He didn't get what you were trying to get.
No, he just can't. He went to the next thing. He tried
to counter with what if Jalen goes down. Then it's Kenny Pickett time, Mike.
Then we're in trouble. I mean, yes, you take away good players, then your chances of winning are hurt.
There's a chance that he goes out for some reason. What are we going to do?
He's healthy. What does this matter?
What do you mean what are we going to do?
We're going to try our best and likely fail. I mean, if you want honest answers, we're going to try our best.
No.
And probably not win.
Oh, Saquon's out the game. Game's over. We're just going to give up right here. We're going to try to win.
We'll pause it here. We'll be back up next week when he's healthy.
Just probably not going to be as confident. We're going to try to – we still going to try to win, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. They'll be less likely to win the game. That's my answer.
Yeah, we won't be feeling as good. People might leave early.
Leave early?
Well, it's like we're talking about what ifs.
Leave early?
If Saquon gets hurt in the first quarter, you think people are heading to
it's going to be some. Oh yeah, you know I'm heading straight to the door. I'll be like, listen, I'll listen to this in the car.
I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out.
How did you ever play professional football?
I'm just saying, man. Saquon, listen, my whole argument has been built on Saquon Barkley doing what he does. He goes out in the first quarter. Hell, they don't need me to be here. I'm going to go home, and whatever happened, at least I'm going to be under covers and have some gummies to make me feel better. Regardless.
Nothing says confidence like Hugh Douglas running for the exits.
I want a win-win. You can't tell me that if something like God forbid, Saquon Barkley goes in the first half, who's staying there for that? Because I built my whole argument around this running game.
Do you know how many people pay for those tickets? They're not leaving just because Saquon got hurt, I promise you.
Tickets are expensive.
Man, I guarantee you. You know why? Because we just sat here all week long and took a dump on the quarterback, and most people don't think he's going to get it done anyway.
No,
Saquon Barkley go out.
No, there's Kenny zero Gainwell chance people starting? Leave if Saquon goes down in the first quarter. Zero chance.
Somebody leaving.
You.
I can guarantee you somebody leaving.
Somebody's out. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to it. Our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. We need a winner here, Douglas. You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Well, you want to go first?
I was going to let you pick him because you know what mine is always going to be because I ain't been, you know, my.
You want Kyle and I to help you here? You want
to? Yeah, I've been fishing. I even went on the Twitter.
Is that account empty?
And asked Shaq for a banger because Shaq gave out a banger last week to somebody.
You asking Shaq for bangers?
I did, and he didn't reply.
That means he's due for an L, though.
he didn't reply.
All right. Well, look,
I need a banger.
Consider this. Adding money to Hugh's funds because I think
you know I'm gonna go with the anytime Tutty though.
Yeah,
anytime Saquon Tutty.
All right, well you know what? That's the first leg.
That's why I would
put
leave.
It in. All right, our same game parlay, FanDuel Sportsbook, Eagles and the Rams. Hugh's first edition is he needs a win here because this guy.
My bank account on.
Hugh needs a banger.
We tried to tell him this guy in November peacocked around here because he won a bet, and we tried to say you're going to be humbled at some point.
He'd be wearing a sign outside the links. Just send me your bangers.
Yeah.
He asked me, wait, what you betting on this week?
Boy, considering where we were with the Daily Douglas, it's a wild turn where we are right now. All right, Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. I think Jalen Hurts is due here, Kyle, for an anytime touchdown.
Yeah. Every week he's due for an anytime.
But he didn't have one last week.
That means he's even more due.
I agree. All right, so two anytime touchdowns, Saquon, Jalen Hurts. Despite starting there, I want to throw one more in before you throw something in, Kyle. This, to me, feels like an under game. The Eagles' defense leads the way. I think the Rams' defense has improved. I don't trust the Eagles' pass game to light them up on Sunday. The snow, probably more running, less possessions. I think this is an under 43.5. So before the show started, I went around and asked you guys, everyone, this their score. And everyone combined was under this. That means we're in lockstep here. Under 43.5. So let's throw those three legs in. Under 43.5, Jalen and Saquon as the Eagles' touchdown scores. Kyle, what else do we put in here?
All right. Saquon's number is, well, it's always enticing to pick Saquon yards. Yep. It's set at 111 this week.
Wow.
Which is just a ton for me to bet on. Kenny Gainwell's rushing yards is 9.5. Over-under.
That's two carries.
Last
week was it 3 for 14, something like that?
Smashing that.
All right, let's do that. Kenny Gainwell over 9.5. All right, let's throw one more in.
Need a winner.
So Kyren Williams, the running back for the Rams. Last week, Josh Jacobs had 40 yards receiving. I think McVay's going to try to attack the Eagles without N'Kobe Dean by using the running back out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a pretty reasonable number. I mean, he has a catch or two. He probably gets to 13 yards receiving. Let's throw that in. Kyren Williams over 12.5 receiving yards. Kenny Gainwell over 9.5 rushing yards. Under 43.5 for the game. Hurts touchdown. Barkley touchdown. That's a 31-1. I mean,
that's a banger for you.
You want a banger, Hugh?
I like it. I like it.
All right, there it is.
I see the winner.
31-1 over at FanDuel. That will keep you going for the rest of the postseason there. Let's put that one in together as a show. All right, let's grab TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, y'all?
TR, what's up, buddy?
Nothing to worry about, man. We already beat them guys. All we got to do is prepare. You know, it's like going to a rematch for a fight, man. Just be prepared. We're ready to go rumble. So, you know, the Packers got us ready for this game, so now we're just getting ready for the Super Bowl. That's all I keep saying, you know? N'Kobe Dean is out. I'm not worrying about that because our defensive coach, he got everything in check.
So what do you think? Is this a knockout or is this by decision? Like, am I going to be biting my nails?
This is a blow. We're going to blow them out. We coming out hype. Gilly and Brandon going to get them hype again, get the defense hype, and we're going in and kill them. And one more thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. I want to say something about what the one caller said pertaining to making it hard for them that caught it plays. We need to – every time they had a ball, the whole time they had a ball – the whole city, instead of roaring, the crowd roaring, we should just keep singing. They no one likes us the whole time. Every time they get the ball, just getting their heads. When they go home, they're going to need a psychiatrist because it's all they're going to keep hearing after they finish with them. Yeah, man. So we just keep saying no one likes us. Sing the whole song while they got the ball, loud as possible.
You ready to sing on Sunday, Hugh?
That might happen. No, I'm in the press box. I'm in the press box.
We need to start the whole trend with
living
them.
In this big blue world.
You
can't really
sing the whole press team. The whole team. No one lies. We don't care. That's what I want to hear, man. You know what I mean? Just being in their head. We're going to blow them out. I ain't worrying about nothing. I'm happy.
All right, TR. TR, you enjoy it on Sunday. Let's get a victory. We'll be back here on Monday talking about the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. All right. So we got pregames, Hugh, on Sunday with the snow falling.
Yeah, what time?
So we start at 12. 12 o'clock, me and you and Dave Spadaro for countdown to kickoff.
That sounds fun.
And then the whole crew shows up. 1 o'clock, we'll get you ready for the game. The Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. We got two tomorrow, Chiefs tomorrow, Lions tomorrow, and then everything started. Do you guys like that we're the third game? I like that we get a little warm-up tomorrow.
You get to see who gets to play and get to watch a little football. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. Everyone that's confident out there, keep that confidence and have this thing be a roaring crowd Sunday.
These 4 hours make you feel any better?
You know what? Tyler's call is the one. That was the one silver lining. I mean, Kyle, you made me feel worse, Kyle. Hugh made me feel a little bit better in the beginning of the show.
What did I do?
Well, you were too confident.
You didn't like your confidence.
No,
I'm right.
It was over the top. It was too much. But Tyler's call really did make me feel better.